The 2025 Ontario Base Nation Hank Gibson Provincial Qualifier has successfully wrapped up another tournament, this time taking on Lake Nipissing, which has a reputation for being a challenge depending on weather conditions. This determines our team for Team Ontario, which will move down into the U.S. and fish for the national championship in the U.S., which if they happen to be in the top three in the national championship, then they move on to what is called the Bassmaster Classic, explained Dave Spence, president of Ontario Base Nation. This team here is qualifying for next year because of the way our seasons work. We qualify a year in advance. When it comes to being competitive, Canadian teams have a solid reputation south of the border. Talking to an awful lot of the U.S. base presidents from the states, they always say they would hate to fish against Team Canada as individuals, because we are very versatile in what we do compared to some of the U.S. teams. Because of the bodies of water, they're kind of restricted to a few different techniques. Whereas up here, we've got vast bodies of water, different structure, and ours are all natural lakes, whereas a lot of them are man-made in the U.S. Spence went on to say the North Bay tournament showed good results, despite the challenging weather conditions. The guys said it was tough fishing. The wind is a problem for boating, is good for the fish. It was pretty calm all week and they wanted some wind during the week and then calm on the weekend. It would have made the fish bite a little bit better, but it is still pretty successful, Spence noted at the time. What made it a success is guys are catching fish. They all seem to be having a good time out there as well, even with the conditions with the winds and waves we've had. But they're all smiling and having a good time. An event debrief provided lots of positives. The tournament went great overall. No real issues other than of course the weather being a little windy and a little bumpy for the guys, but for the most part it all went really well, shared Spence. Although the field was a little smaller than in the past, local businesses still enjoyed economic benefits in terms of money spent on lodging, food, gas and any bait or even tackle purchases. It was quite successful in that regard. We do an economic impact on it and for the community itself it was pretty successful, shared Spence. Some out-of-town competitors arrive early, even staying beyond the weekend qualifier. Some of the guys will bring their wives and kids, and they'll do some track runs up that way. What makes the event an added success is the participants themselves, who have their eyes on the prize. The guys just all love fishing, they all love trying to make the team, to be able to fish down in the U.S. The ultimate goal is to make the Bassmaster Classic. That's the Super Bowl of bass fishing. So, if you can make that, you become basically a household name. Lake Nipissing has been the location for three qualifiers, although not consecutively. Some of the members are still talking about it, Spence noted. The qualifier goes out for bid every year, and whoever gets the winning bid, is where folks will go. This year's event was hosted by North Bay Bassmasters. Success articles are based on successful initiatives, events and development within our community.